Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
That's the sound. What's the story? I tried to search as best as I possibly could for a robot running sound. They're not really there just yet, but here's the answer to the story. Al Jazeera reports.
It starts like any other race, but this one is different. 12,000 runners are competing against more than 100 humanoid robots in a 21-kilometer half marathon in Beijing. This is the second competition of its kind, and expectations were high. 40% of the robots are moving autonomously, using their own sensors, algorithms, and artificial intelligence to navigate the course and maintain pace. Spectators weren't disappointed.
I was shocked. I never expected those robots could run and walk like humans.
The Champion, developed by smartphone maker Honor, finished in 50 minutes and 26 seconds, beating the half marathon world record.
Isn't that crazy? They've built robots that are able to outpace humans. You might have actually seen some of the videos online over the weekend and thought, AI, because so many things are. This is the real deal. They're getting faster, these robots. They can beat world records. They're just not eligible for them. Some positives, though.
At least the robots won't be able to tell us about their training and their time goals and their nutrition plans and whatnot, because, you know, how do you know someone's running a half marathon or marathon? They tell you.
Wait till they turn up at all the Hyroxes and trikers across the country and across the world. Also, another positive, they won't be able to take their shirt off because they don't have a shirt, these robots. Can you actually do a Hyrox or a trika with keeping your shirt on?
I don't actually know if that's been investigated fully. Doesn't seem so at this stage. But yeah, we might have to wait and see.
Before we get to the really important point of this, do they go in with their shirts off to Hyrox and trika? Do they put on a shirt at all, the men?
Or is there a dramatic kind of rip off or pull off over the head halfway through? Thankfully, my algorithm, I think, knows not to serve me too much of this content. So I'm not au fait with the shirt wearing.
Back to the important point.
Finished in 50 minutes and 26 seconds, beating the half marathon world record.
If we're ever to have the opportunity, the want, the chance to have our own world record, I think now's the time to do it. Before these robots become eligible, and then there is no hope of ever, ever holding a world record.
You're so right. As a newsreader, I see so many stories from week to week about, oh, there's a Guinness World Record for this, there's a Guinness World Record for that. And it does seem like it could be somewhat achievable, obviously, depending on the record you choose to try and break or set. But you're so right. If we wait until these robots somehow swing eligibility, we're done for.
Is it a case of arrogance and ignorance is bliss here that we think we could smash any world record from the Guinness World Book of Records? Or are there some ones that are 100% achievable?
Well, I mean, we need to rule out the physical ones straight away. The ones that require any level of fitness. I'm sorry, Dave, to lump you in the same category as me, because I know you're not. But neither of us are at elite level athleticism, let's be honest.
That is fair. We are not going to break the world record for climbing Mount Everest in the quickest amount of time. So we can rule that one out. But surely we've other material to work with.
There's a few on the quirky side. That's where they tend to pop up for me.
We will do our own research.
Yeah.
We're not going to put this on you listening to research world records that we could break. But knowing our athletic ability, is there a world record that potentially comes to mind that we could do? Let's have a look. 087-1-102-107. Like, we appreciate you, Johnny, sending us the longest time in a plank position. 9 hours and 38 minutes.
Yeah, Johnny, please. I've never managed above 30 seconds, I'm pretty sure.
I think Josef in Czechia is safe with that one. One that I thought might be achievable when it was sent to us. Longest duration controlling a balloon. Team of two. That's us.
Oh.
How long could we keep a balloon in the air for between the two of us?
Your instinct is to say, like, a long time. Like, an hour?
10 hours and a minute and a second.
Do we want to spend 10 hours and a minute and 2 seconds at this?
It would be a great achievement. However, if we were to get to 9 hours and let the balloon drop, that is 9 hours wasted and would be exhausted and no Guinness World Book record entry for either of us.
Yeah, which is not what we want. I don't know if this is doable. Could we beat Anthony Kelly by the tallest stack of hats worn at once? He managed to get 3'6" worth of hats on top of his head. And they all seem to be cowboy up until he goes to the top, and then you're looking at more of a classic top hat situation.
You know what? Chalk that one down. That one is slightly achievable. Another one that certainly is achievable for us. The greatest distance travelled with a pool cue balanced on a chin.
You're saying that's achievable?
3.3 kilometres. Sure, what's that between friends? 3.3 kilometres with a pool cue balanced on our chin.
Well, that means your head has to be like held back the whole way, doesn't it?
Okay, we can't cheat at this.
No.
We have to do some heavy research and heavy soul searching to see, is there anything in the Guinness World Book of Records that we could break and get into the book?
Because we need to do it before the robots can.
If you come across any, please shoot them to us. Bear in mind, we are not athletically fit, so something that would involve standing rather than running or moving, that's for us.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.